Hey, it's V, and welcome to my latest podcast, How to Be More Snail. It's all about the art of slow, why slowing down's good, the benefits of slowing down, how people slow down, why people might struggle with slowing down, and underneath it all, is there anything at all which is better at speed? I hope you stay with me for the ride, and please send me any questions or comments, fiona@thelifereboot.co.uk. Thanks and enjoy the episode. Hey there, it's Fee, and today I want to share with you a little bit about my barefoot shoe journey. I know that quite a few of my friends have been asking me, and some of my Pilates clients as well. And it's something that it seems to be quite popular at the moment. And I don't know if that's just because I've started with my journey. And you know, when you do that, sometimes you look around and it seems that everybody you know has a red car because you've got a red car. Anyway, my journey started really last year when I was doing some work in my classes around working on your feet, around being close to the ground in classes rather than being on a carpet or even wearing shoes. And I noticed my own foot strength had improved. And I mean, I was a bit surprised by that, really, because I've got fairly flat feet. I have issues with my feet because they're also thin. The very opposite of the kind of chunky, what my friend called peasant feet, which I'd really love to have. It's one thing you can't do, get your feet to be any fatter. Well, a bit stronger, but not really fatter. Anyway, I had not been able to wear my lovely Birkenstocks because my feet had changed shape from just working them and being more barefoot in the summer. And so fast forward to this year, and I started to have some knee pain. I felt like a really old woman going up the stairs, sort of hauling myself up and going, oh, this is ridiculous. What's going on? And so barefoot shoes became my experiment. I love experimenting on myself, being my own guinea pig. And I thought, well, maybe I'll try the barefoot shoes. I knew that Vivo Barefoot have a 100-day money-back guarantee. I'm a huge fan of Dr. Chatterjee and his podcast. When you listen to it, you can have a coupon code for, I think it's 20% off. So that was not too shabby because they're fairly expensive. And I chose a pair that I thought would go with everything. And off I started in September. And I did it the way that you're supposed to do it. Sometimes I abide by the rules. And I started out with half an hour at first and built up slowly to wearing shoes full time, I think, after about a month. And I mean, that was quite important because I knew I had this knee pain. I know that if you go in too quick, too soon, you might also get issues because our bodies are not used to being barefoot, most of us, right, in the Western world. And even if you are barefoot a lot at home, I mean, that will help. But for being out and about in the wilds of the town centres that we're in and the concrete and all of the terrains that we have, our feet are not used to it. We tend to walk with a heel strike where the heel hits hard versus a heel stroke where the heel goes down softly. And this is, as far as I can see, due to having your heel height higher than your toes. When your foot is completely flat, it's known as a zero drop. And most shoes, I wear trainers all the time, or boots, pretty flat shoes, sometimes with, you know, a couple of centimetres, maybe 4 centimetres max, but certainly no heels. However, having the heel even a centimetre higher than the toes mean that your heel of your shoe or your trainer is always hitting the ground first. And then if you stop wearing those shoes, you notice how hard your heel is actually hitting the ground. This heel height also means that your pelvis is tilted slightly forward. And if your pelvis is tilted slightly forward, that can lead to the muscles not working properly, because that makes sense, doesn't it? Because our pelvis is tilted slightly forward and it's a pulling on the front thigh muscles, your quadriceps, which could lead to knee pain. It's also putting a lot of pressure on the front of the foot. It's putting pressure on the lower back, and the hamstrings could be a little bit tighter. Various kind of things can happen when you're even a couple of millimetres off being completely flat with your feet. And that actually is one of the things that I started to notice fairly early on. I mean, first off, I was having to walk really slowly and very deliberately, and I kind of liked that, to be honest. It gave me time to stop and check out my environment. It gave me time to feel what it was like with the ground hitting my feet. I mean, that is the epitome of being grounded, being close to the earth, feeling your feet on the ground. That is grounding, isn't it? And I'm sure that's part of why I feel generally better on a day-to-day basis. I'm not putting everything down to barefoot shoes, but certainly quite a lot of it. And as I built up, like I said, it was about a month or so before I was able to wear them all day. I had gone on holiday and had taken some of my, I'm going to say, nicer shoes, if you know what I mean. My old shoes that I still love, and thought, that's going to be fine, isn't it, if I wear them going out at night. And out at night was a 20-minute walk each way and basically sitting down, eating. So a 40-minute walk there and back. And on our final day, after having worn my nice trainers the night before, I noticed that I had the beginnings of plantar fasciitis. And I know it because I've had it before. And I thought, oh no, the last day, we've got quite a long day ahead with various public transport, dragging suitcases, walking around airports, walking bus station to train station. The last thing I wanted was this foot pain, which was coming on. And as I mentioned, I've got flat, thin feet. I'm used to having had these kind of things over the years. So I did a little bit of work. I found a tennis ball before we left the apartment. I massaged my foot for about 10 minutes, did a bit of stretching with the calf, and thought, well, okay, you've just got to work through the pain now. Had my barefoot shoes on. My flight was delayed, so I was at the airport thinking, oh no, I can't sit still for all this time. And I was walking around a lot. And then I remembered I had plantar fasciitis, right? But my foot wasn't hurting anymore. This was about 6 hours later from when I discovered it in the morning. I'd been wearing my barefoot shoes. Surely it couldn't have been just the stretching and the massage. Anyway, it didn't come back. It continued to be okay, and I continued to wear my barefoot shoes. In fact, I bought winter barefoot shoes fairly early on because I thought I need to have something that's a little bit warmer. They are fairly thin soled, and so with just a few millimetres literally between your foot and the earth, when it's cold, you might want a little bit more cushioning, right? And I certainly did. Also wanted a shoe that was waterproof because, it's not nice when you've got soggy feet as well as cold feet. And then I got another pair. And I decided that because I didn't have a knee pain, had I forgot to mention that? My knee pain has pretty much gone. It's probably 80% better. I do think the remainder of it is to do with how much sugar I can eat on any one given day. And that's my next experiment, which I can be talking about. But yeah, no back pain. No back pain, no backache. Unless I've been digging at the allotment. And hardly any knee pain. Don't have to haul myself upstairs. No plantar fasciitis. And the only thing is, I love my shoes. I've mentioned this already. And now I have these shoes that I just don't wear. I just don't wear them because I want to keep wearing my barefoot shoes because it feels good. I know when I trained as a nutritional therapist many years ago, and one of my lovely lecturers would say, people generally only look to sort something when they're broken, when they're ill, when they're in pain. And it's true. And that's what I did too. And so I don't want to go back. I did actually wear my normal shoes for a few hours one day this week, and I was okay. Now I'm sort of 5 months in to my barefoot journey. I feel like maybe I could experiment if I was going out. And I wanted to wear some of the shoes that are now gathering dust at the back of my wardrobe. But what I really like, and what my intention is for this part of my life, maybe forever, who knows, is to be more aware. That for me is what being more snail is about. Be more aware of myself and my surroundings, to be more connected to what I'm doing. So I am not trying to do three things at once. I am slowing down. I'm prioritizing the things that I want to do rather than this kind of scattergun approach of having to do a bit of everything. I feel like I'm so over that. I so don't want to do that anymore. I don't have the time, the inclination, the motivation, or the patience. And so I am choosing to move a little bit more slowly through life. I do that in my exercise as well. The barefoot shoes have really helped me be more mindful with my walking. And cute shoes aside, I mean, they are getting cuter. I am so grateful for them because I feel healthier and happier as a result. And yeah, who doesn't want that? Anyway, any questions that you have about barefoot shoes, please do reach out. Fiona@theliferereboot.co.uk. And yeah, go slow. Happy hunting out barefoot shoes, and hope you enjoy it as much as I have.